Right now we are talking bridge, and it's a very good morning to Ray Kurnow. Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Lynn. Good morning, listeners. Yeah, no, well, I'm doing well, and I hope all the listeners to Coast FM are doing well as also.
Yeah, getting back to some kind of
normal. It's good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's like I said, the only thing I can say is, you know, like trying to get back to some kind of normal that, you know, we can do around this time. And I guess, you know, in a way, we're very, very lucky here in New Zealand. At the moment, we've got one COVID case. And that's
absolutely
it.
Our team of 5 million has done exceptionally well.
Oh,
I think
have
we can
they
all pat
ever.
Ourselves on the back.
Oh, exactly.
It's been an incredible performance.
Yep, it certainly has. And
I just sit back and watch some of the news from around the world, and it just makes you realise
how fortunate we are.
To come through as well as we have.
Yep.
Great stuff.
All right, and how's the Bridge Club holding up?
Well, very good, Lynn. The bridge world adapted very quickly to the new circumstances. So we haven't been able to play face-to-face bridge for quite a long time now. But online bridge has really taken off. Online bridge was sort of always there, or had been there for maybe 20 years or so, and a few people did play it, but probably didn't realise the full potential of that form of bridge. And now under the with the COVID situation, it's become a real thing. So just here in the top of the south, we've had a series of tournaments. Actually, Wayne Smith started off just a six-team tournament called the Westport Social Distance Teams. We played that fairly quickly. That was won by a team from, or combination of players from Nelson and Kaikoura, the Osborne team. That went well, and then we decided we'd just sort of enlarge it a bit. So we started off a new competition called the Top of the South Social Distance Teams. We got 26 teams into that competition, and we attracted teams from all over New Zealand. Divided it up into four grades, and that competition has almost reached its conclusion. All of the grade matches have been completed, and now we're just in the middle of a playoff series between the winners of the four grades to determine the overall champions. And those overall champions, by the way, Lynn, stand to win jams and preserves donated by Yvonne Scarlett down at Scarlett
and Go. Oh, yum.
So that's been fantastic.
I want to play bridge.
Yeah, I know. Usually we play for money, but man, when you can play for jams and preserves, it's so much better, isn't it?
I spend quite a bit of money on those jams and preserves, right?
So why? I missed out on the free ones, but that doesn't matter. Someone's going to get them, and that's really good news. And then this week, our friends down the road at NBS, they've come on board, not just in Westport, but most of the branch managers through the top of the south have come on board, and they kicked in with some very healthy sponsorships. So we have a new competition just launched. This one's called the NBS Distance Teams, and this time we've got 35 teams. And, I mean, this really is from all around the country.
Is this going to be the new norm, Ray?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, Lynn. It won't be the new norm, but it will, I think, will sit alongside, you know, face-to-face bridge. So when we start playing bridge back at the table, which I don't, by the way, won't be too far away now.
No.
I think online bridge will still be an ongoing thing.
Yep.
And in fact, the two will you know, the two can complement each other. Online bridge, it's very good, I mean, in some respects, of course. You don't have to leave home.
No.
You could play a match in an hour and a half or so, it depends on how long your match is. It could be shorter than that. It's got some very good tools for analysing your play. So one of the things I've noticed is some of our junior players in the Westport Club are going to come out of this as much better players because of the online experience.
Yeah.
The opportunity that they've had to sort of analyse their play. And they've developed their skills, and they'll take those new skills back to the table. So, been a very, very interesting time. And actually, for bridge, we've been able to turn a negative into a positive. Of course, Lynn, we're looking forward to getting back to the table, the social aspect of sitting down at the table with your friends. And
I have heard that they are going to put up the, you know, how many people can be in a building at one time. So I think it's going to be 100, isn't it, or something like that?
Oh, yeah. No, we're getting there. We have to be careful in Bridge.
You're sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's funny to say this. Bridge is very much a contact sport. You're sitting in very close quarters. You're passing around cards. And I'm going to say, Lynn, in the past, I think we've been a bit careless at times. People have gone to Bridge. We've had, and haven't been 100%. We've had coughing and spluttering and germs being transmitted, no doubt.
Yep.
I think in the future, forever now, we're always going to be a bit more cautious around that. So the message is going to be, look, if you're not 100%, if you've got a bit of a cough or a sniffle, don't come along to Bridge.
No.
And it's not just Bridge. I think a lot of people, it's going to be the same just going to work. People are going to be more cautious in the future, and that's probably going to be a very good thing.
Exactly.
So we might find that our flus and colds, we have fewer of those every winter.
I think we've learned something from this, haven't we? From
We have indeed.
And it's going to be it's going to stick with us forever, and I don't think life will ever be the same again.
No, it won't be. And but as I said, as you've been saying, we've learned things.
So
there'll be some positives. Obviously, we face some challenges ahead economically and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll come through this. We'll be fine.
Yep. They can chuck anything at us, Ray, and we always get there, don't we?
Hey, look, just before I finish, Lynn, I just thought I might mention the performance of one team in the in these online competitions, and that's the team from Greymouth, the Glue team, made up of Sue Glue, Michelle Gunn, some people will know her as Michelle Borlase, Brian Rollins and John Boyce. They won their grade. They won the club's grade in the top social distance teams, and then went into the playoff series. They actually went through through section play unbeaten, which was pretty unusual. It was an outstanding performance. They did get beaten in the first round of the playoffs, but what a great run they've had. And for the new series, the NBS series, we have a promotion relegation system, so they've been promoted up a grade, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that team. And no doubt when Phil comes on the program next Saturday, he will be able to give a report on further progress, because we've already had one match in the new NBS competition, quite a few scheduled for today. If people want to go to the New Zealand Bridge Facebook site, Facebook page, they can have a look at the scheduled games over the weekend, and you can sit in and watch those games online. So another interesting development, Lynn, Bridge is becoming more of a spectator sport. Who would have thought that would ever happen?
Exactly. Hey. Here you go. Hey, you're on the map. You're on the map, Ray. Well and truly.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
That's all right. Hey, it was nice talking to you this morning.